his prison is chained with bleeding stripes. Oh, let's sigh, let's pray that night, and in the pain,
yes, maybe you are in pain. Let's sing.
Yes.
And they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name, O Lord. Name. I give you honor.
I give you praise.
You are the light, the truth. we lift your holy. You are great,
in America so great.
There is no one else like you.
There is no one else like you.
Amen. You are great,
in America
so great.
This evening in Jesus' name, let's open up our Bibles. Psalm 133. We have some prayer requests. We'll mention them before we come to pray. Psalm 133. Let's take a short thought, saints, before we come to pray. Psalm 133. Let's read the first three verses. Oh, the whole psalm. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and of the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Let's pray. Father, your word is sweet, your word is blessed, your word is precious unto us. Father, how we love your word, how we love your presence, how we love to worship you, how we love to sit at your feet, how we love to be in your hands, how we love to gather together. But Father, we want to gather together in unity, for Lord, we desire your blessing. We desire the oil, Father, to be upon the whole body. For Lord, there you commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So help us this night as we come to pray. Would you just bless our thought, Father, let our hearts come into a certain place. That as we'd come to pray, Father, it would be, Lord, each of us coming straight into that dimension, Lord, where there's a reality, Lord, that you may not just say words upon this night, but Father, that you may have communion with you. Father, may you bless this service, bless your people, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, saints. You may be seated. As I said, we'd just like to have a bit of a thought before we come to pray. Just speaking on something, just from a thought with Brother Lubanza preached the other week about atmosphere. Just want to speak about creating an atmosphere. You know, and I think the wonderful thing about prayer meetings is prayer is one of the most powerful ways of creating an atmosphere. You know, if you want to move from one atmosphere to another, if you wake up in the morning and you're feeling blue, and you're feeling oppressed, and you're feeling the enemy is against you, the Bible says, if any is afflicted, let him pray. You know, so it shows that's one of the most effective ways to move from one atmosphere into another is through prayer. The prophet actually says it in the message, the supernatural. It says, prayer is not a perhaps. Prayer is a sincere thing. Prayer is talking to God. Prayer is not getting down, shutting your eyes, thinking about your washing or your work that you're doing and saying, Lord, help me and John and heal Miss Jones and so forth. That's not prayer. That's repeating some words. But prayer is to come into an atmosphere. When you realize you're in the presence of God and you're moving then in the deepest of sincerity, first you say a little worship. That's why worship is such an important part of creating an atmosphere. First you say a little worship. Oh, Jehovah, how I love you. You see, then after the worship of prayer, then you come with a sincere heart asking. So prayer is coming into an atmosphere. And friends, we know that. Once you get into the atmosphere of prayer, then now you can pray according to the scripture that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Because there's a quickening power in your prayer. And that's a sure token that God desires to give you the petitions that you ask. Now, if you and I come together this evening and we start praying and there's no quickening in your prayer, there's no response from heaven, there's no changing of an atmosphere while you and I pray, now we don't really have too much of a ground to, you know, have a faith that God has heard that prayer. But surely God, He rewards them that diligently seek Him. So if we approach Him the right way, we know by the quickening that He sends, we know by the blessing that comes down, that He's heard our petitions. And that's something that gives you so much confidence. When God gives you liberty in prayer, if you come before the Lord, sometimes you pray about something, but you don't have a liberty. Now, you'll try to pray about that thing so many times, but it doesn't seem like you've got a liberty in that prayer. But there's other times that you pray, and when you're praying, it's not just you praying. It's now the Holy Ghost comes to bear you up in your infirmity and enables and quickens you and I to pray according to the will of God. And the Bible says anything we ask according to His will, He'll give it to us. So we can tell when we're moving in the right channel of prayer. Because He comes and there's an atmosphere that comes and there's a quickening that comes. And we start to have an expectation now because we realize that wasn't just us praying, but He was together with us. And that's why it's such an important thing. And one thing which we saw the other week when Brother Lobanza brought that up, but it's a thought which, you know, so many times you do think about is the upper room. The prophet says that in Jesus Christ the same. He says, I think there's nothing any more precious than to see a unified people in the Spirit of the Lord. To be in unity, all agreeing. Now this is Psalm 133. This is where the Lord commands the blessing, even life forevermore. This is where an atmosphere is created that always brings a blessing. Because you know, to bring the divine blessing, it needs a divine atmosphere. Now, if you're out of the Spirit, like Elisha, when he was out of the Spirit that day, the prophet says, you know, he got his temper up and all that kind of stuff. He wasn't in any condition to receive a blessing. But when he called for the minstrel and he started now to worship and to meditate, and through the ministration of music, the atmosphere started to change and he started to respond now. And he came out of that way that he was feeling as a natural man, getting himself out of the way. He moved into a place, there was an atmosphere. And that atmosphere produced a vision. Amen. You see, and it's always going to be like that. The prophet says it needs that kind of an atmosphere. He says, you know, the 10 days they were waiting for the original outpouring, how it must have been a unifying time. You know, so it was a unifying time. And I really do believe prayer as well. You'll never resolve anything of dispute with anybody without prayer, as a believer. Because you're not wrestling with flesh and blood. It's powers and principalities. It's the devil. We know that it's this present darkness. We know the enemy so much wants to come between believers because one thing he fears is the unity of the believers. Because that's where God has commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. That's when the oil comes down on the head and goes right down to the hems of the garment. That's where it's like the dew of Hermon. There's something special about that. It's a life-giving atmosphere. And friends, prayer is an important part. When you've got a misunderstanding with somebody, When you're feeling a bad feeling towards somebody, it's not an easy thing to resolve those kind of things as flesh and blood. Amen. But when you get into an atmosphere, when you pray yourself into an atmosphere, it doesn't depend on you, the atmosphere of the other person. But you can create an atmosphere around you that'll make all the difference. Now, there's something about that atmosphere. Because the prophet says that. He actually speaks it. If I can quickly find this one here. When he speaks about the killer bull when it came to him. He says it in divine love. He says, what did it do? It created an atmosphere. When the prophet at that time just worshipped the Lord and committed that to the Lord and divine love came down. He says, when that bull ran right into that atmosphere, not more than 10 feet away, he stopped and he threw his feet out. So that bull was angry. That bull had an intent. That bull was coming to kill him. But the prophet generated an atmosphere around him. And the moment that bull got into that atmosphere, all of its anger went. All of its aggression went. And the bull stopped, and the prophet says, it looked at him sheepish looking. It didn't really know what to do. He says, what is it? When divine love is projected, sovereign grace takes over at that time. That was the same God that could stop the lions coming to Daniel. So where Daniel was, there was an atmosphere. Now, this was a man that had an atmosphere around him that even the lions couldn't touch him. And he says, an old Daniel standing there wrapped up in the robe of love. I tell you, the lions ran over and laid down. It was peaceful. And my brother, when God can wrap you in divine love, there's peace in the valley for you then too. Amen. Our friends, and it's not only peace for you, but it's peaceful when other people come into that atmosphere. Amen. Now that's why it's such an important thing, this thought of how do you create an atmosphere? Because it takes the atmosphere of each individual. Now, if one of those disciples in the upper room wasn't yielding to the Spirit, who was trying to bring them into that atmosphere, it was going to hinder the whole thing. Amen. If one person wanted to hold on to the ill feeling, if one person wanted to hold on to a grudge, or if one person wanted to hold on to unforgiveness, to allow that dark spirit, that darkness to come into the midst of that atmosphere, it wasn't going to bring the same results. Amen. But when they had this unifying time, the prophet says they got into one place and one accord. And it's the atmosphere which brings the results. He says, let every man and woman in this building this morning, boy or girl, get everything from their minds but the Lord Jesus. Yeah? And believe that He's standing present right now. Why? Because He promised to be there where two or three are gathered in My name. And He's always faithful to His promise. But for us to be able to discern and to sense and to focus and come to that place, we realize the reality of that promise, it needs a certain atmosphere. And that means, like he says, getting everything from your mind. And that's why song worship is so important. So that you can forget about yourself. You can concentrate on Him. You can worship Him. That's why it's so important. Your attitude coming to church. You know, it's so very, very important to come with the right atmosphere. Amen. If each of us have come this evening with the right atmosphere, it would make things very easy here. Amen. That you're not waiting for someone to sing you into an atmosphere or to preach you into an atmosphere. Or you're not waiting for prayer to say, hey, if only I can have prayer this evening so I can get into an atmosphere. It's not the way that it's supposed to be. Amen. We're supposed to come here already with an atmosphere. Amen. You come with your atmosphere, I come with my atmosphere. We're going to have a heavenly places. Amen. It's going to get deeper, it's going to get deeper. And that's when the blessing can come forth every single time. The prophet says it. He says, when people get to a place that they're reasoning and wondering and stewing, that's arguing, yeah? And thinking and all tore up and they don't know where they stand. How can you expect the atmosphere to be right? It's got to be in one accord, one place, set around with one motive, one thing, and then you're going to see something happen. Hallelujah. And it's always been determined on this. God's blessing, according to Psalm 133, has always been dependent on this. Amen. That's why if you find that there's something which you've got inside of your life which hinders you from unity with somebody else, or you can't take the other person's place, but it's imperative that you yourself create an atmosphere. Amen. It's imperative that you yourself seek the unity of the Spirit. You know why it's imperative? For you and your family and your children and the people that you invite to come to the house of the Lord. Because each and every one of us together, we need to create this atmosphere.
Amen.
So that other people can step in. So that when you're sick, you benefit from the atmosphere. When your children need something, they benefit from the atmosphere.
Amen.
Friends, I wouldn't want to be somebody who hinders the atmosphere so that somebody's child doesn't get healed when they're sick. Or when somebody's right on the verge of repentance, of making a decision for the Lord, but there's not the atmosphere there to take them all the way into the kingdom. I wouldn't want to be found guilty of that. Now I'd rather myself be found that I can't determine other people's behavior, but if I can keep that atmosphere around me, that people can step into that kind of an atmosphere. The prophet actually says that atmosphere is the mark of a Christian. He says it, and it wasn't so from the beginning. He says, you can always tell a Christian. He says, not by what if they wear manicure or not, or whatever they wear. But I mean, you can tell it. They're marked. A Christian has an atmosphere. Because though he's a son and daughter of God, he's a creator.
Amen.
So you know a Christian by their atmosphere.
Amen.
You know a real believer by the atmosphere they have around them.
Amen.
That when you get into their presence and you start to commune and to fellowship, there's a fellowship of spirits. If you've got a genuine spirit, if you without guile, it doesn't take long for you to find somebody else with guile either. Because there's an atmosphere.
Amen.
It's not by what people say. You know, it's not by what people claim. But the prophet says the mark of a Christian is they create an atmosphere. There's an atmosphere around it. But friends, we don't want to fool ourselves. There's an enemy as well. There's powers and there's principalities. There's a ruler of this current darkness. There's the god of this evil age. There's evil spirits, there's unclean spirits, there's all kind of opposition against you and I today. And every single one of those spirits that is assigned to you and I that comes to this place has one objective, has one aim, that they don't want us to create an atmosphere. They want to bring an atmosphere of confusion. They want to bring an atmosphere of unbelief. That's what the devil was. And then no matter how much Jesus has paid the price and has conquered death, has conquered sickness, has conquered every problem that you and I will face. But as long as that atmosphere is there, we're never going to fully benefit for what he's done for us. That when we can clear the way between us and the blessings of God, get that atmosphere clear through prayer, through uniting ourselves, through humbling ourselves, through generating that atmosphere, it's going to be so much easier for him to bring his blessings down in the midst of the sons and daughters of God. And that's why it's no single person's responsibility. It's every single one of us has a responsibility. We all have a responsibility to create an atmosphere. You know, if we might be in a bad mood, like I say, like Elisha, you don't have to stay in your bad mood. You know, once you start to worship, and if you have a desire, the Bible says submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. But sometimes we like to fellowship with that spirit. We like that spirit of anger. No, we like that spirit of unforgiveness. We like to think and meditate upon what that person said or what that person did. And you're fellowshipping with that spirit of darkness.
Amen.
And the more you fellowship with that spirit, the darker the atmosphere is going to be around you.
Amen.
And then the moment you meet up with another brother or sister, the very first thing you start speaking is about that. That problem that you've got with that person. And now you're going to create an atmosphere with them. If they don't have a strong enough atmosphere to overcome your atmosphere, you're going to end up putting your atmosphere on them as well. And they may have come to a fellowship with you, really feeling to go for the prayer meeting, really feeling to seek the Lord. And at the end of that fellowship, they don't feel like doing it anymore. They're feeling discouraged and depressed. But that's the power of an atmosphere, friends.
Amen.
That's the power of creating an atmosphere. And every single one of us, as born again sons and daughters of God, have the capability inside of us now to create an atmosphere.
Amen.
That atmosphere that you're in now can change now. It can start to change immediately as soon as something moves inside of your soul. And you say, I don't want to be in this atmosphere anymore. I don't want to be a critic. I don't want to murmur. I don't want to complain. I don't want to fellowship with these things anymore.
Amen.
That's the turning point. And then you start to resist. And then you start to say the things that are right. Speak the right kind of things. And it starts to create an atmosphere.
Amen.
It starts to generate something. And the prophet actually speaks about it. How important the things that you say to create an atmosphere. And the things that you think, he says it in Mary's belief. He says, usually when you're thinking about God, Mary was thinking about what had been preached, yeah? And then the angel came to her. Usually when we're thinking about God and keeping our minds on God, that God comes close to us. Amen. That's an atmosphere. God can't come close to you without there being an atmosphere. Amen. You sense it straight away. There's a difference in the atmosphere here when he starts drawing near. He says, I think that's one of the great troubles of the people of this day. We have too many other things on our mind. We're thinking of so many other things. Friends, that doesn't create the right atmosphere. Amen. If you want to create a creative atmosphere, he says, you've got to meditate on him. Amen. You've got to think on him. Got to think upon his promises. You've got to worship him. You've got to raise up. Push through whatever barriers, whatever standing between you and him. Resist that which comes between you and the blessing of God. And you find the atmosphere starts to change. It does every time. The prophet says, even when we come to a healing service, we seem to think, well, I didn't get a prayer card tonight, or maybe I'll not be prayed for. He says, we'll never be able to accomplish much as long as we keep those kind of thoughts.
Amen.
It doesn't mean those thoughts aren't going to come. We can't determine the thoughts that come to us, but we can determine what kind of thoughts we want to meditate upon.
Amen.
We can decide which thoughts we're going to reject and which thoughts we're going to accept.
Amen.
And when those negative thoughts come, when those critical thoughts come, when those birds come, the prophet says, don't let them make a nest in your hair.
Amen.
You know, they can fly over, you can't stop them, but don't let them roost.
Amen.
Don't fellowship with them.
Amen.
Don't let them come down, because the atmosphere starts to change. You see it in the lives of believers, friends.
Amen.
You'll see certain people that used to have a real sweet atmosphere, now they become hard. You know, the atmosphere has changed. Now they become critical. And when they come for service, instead of worshiping, they're looking at, oh, I don't agree with this. And why did he sing that song? And why was it done like this? And that's not in tune. Friends, that's not the right atmosphere.
Amen.
That's not the right atmosphere. You may be in the belly of a fish. And you can create the right atmosphere.
Amen.
Jesus was on the cross. He still had an atmosphere around him to bring a man into paradise with him that very same day. It doesn't matter about the outward circumstances.
Amen.
It doesn't matter about the conditions of things. John was on the island of Patmos, but he got into a heavenly atmosphere.
Amen.
He broke into heavenly places and he saw visions and he saw the unfolding of the redemptive purpose of God. But he was in a far more difficult circumstance than any of us here. All of us put together. Paul and Silas, look at the conditions in the prison. But they created an atmosphere. And that's where God commands the blessing. And that's when life was born. Someone was born in that atmosphere. The Philippian jailer, it's always going to be like that. It takes a certain atmosphere for life to come forth. And without that atmosphere, life doesn't come forth. And we know it, friends. We know it so well. The prophet says that. He says, but when we're waiting for something to happen, like expectation, yeah? And I believe God will let it happen. We're pushing. He says, let's be positive in our thinking.
Amen.
That's not easy, friends. Because there's a devil. And there's the greatest battle ever fought. And there's many things you and I are going to misunderstand about each other. And there's many times you're going to think I've stood on your toes and I'm going to think you've stood on my toes. And if we're going to allow those thoughts to predominate, we're never going to get the atmosphere.
Amen.
We're never going to get the right atmosphere. But when we can cast those things aside, when we can cast down reasoning like the Bible says, cast down all vain imaginations like it says, bring everything captive to the Spirit of Christ, things are going to change. Things will change in you and things will change in me. He says, let's be positive in our thinking. Let's believe this night now, the revival will break in the Angelus temple tonight.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying. He says, don't take no for an answer. It's when we think those things, you create an atmosphere around you. When you start saying, but God is faithful to his word. There's something holding me back from the promise. There's a resistance inside of my life. But I'm not taking no for an answer. I'm going to resist this thing. When I come for prayer, I'm going to pray until this thing is gone. I'm going to pray until the atmosphere changes. I'm not giving into this atmosphere. I'm not going to continue on gloomy like this, defeated in my experience. I'm going to stand toe to toe with that which is resisting me. And I'm going to say, enough is enough. I'm a son or a daughter of the King. I have power to create an atmosphere. And you can paralyze the devil in that atmosphere. But you got to make it up inside of your mind. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Oh, I've been like this for a long time. No one loves me. No one understands me. That means nothing. Amen. That's the devil speaking to you. Yes. As long as you have those kind of thoughts and feed those kind of thoughts, you can never change the atmosphere. Amen. But when you say, today it's going to change. Yes. Today I'm not taking no. Amen. Today I'm not accepting this condition. I want to go from this place in a different atmosphere. Yes. You'll go from this place in a different atmosphere. Something will change as sure as the world. But you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to draw out the sword of the Spirit. You're going to have to put on the full armor of God. You're going to have to stand face to face against that enemy. He's defeated. He's powerless against you. Jesus has stripped all powers and principalities. He's led captivity captive. But the devil lies to you and I. And you've got to stand your ground and call his bluff and say, no, no, no. This isn't true. It doesn't matter how I feel. Doesn't matter what circumstances look like. I'm not accepting this anymore. And then you start thinking positive. And you start speaking positive. And you create an atmosphere. And it's that atmosphere that drives the darkness away from you. And it's that atmosphere that keeps it away from you. If you were feeling sick, an atmosphere will make you feel better. Amen. The prophet in the prayer line, when that lady came and the prophet says, you've been sick. He says, but you've been fasting. And he says, because you've been fasting, it's taken that spirit from you. Amen. He says, you can even feel different the way that you're feeling now. Amen. Why? Because she was focusing. Spiritually, she was focusing on the things of God. She was yielding herself. She was seeking diligently. That always creates an atmosphere. And that atmosphere, the devil cannot work in that atmosphere. He cannot. He cannot work in that kind of an atmosphere. He says, don't take no for the answer. When we think those things, you create an atmosphere around you. So when you start thinking about, I don't think my situation is going to change. I don't think there's any hope for me. That's right. You're creating an atmosphere. It's an atmosphere of unbelief. And as long as you have an atmosphere of unbelief around you, although Christ may have purchased your salvation, he may have purchased the blessing that you're seeking for, though he has already fully purchased your deliverance, he's fully purchased everything that you need in this journey. But as long as your atmosphere is ungodly like that, as long as that darkness is dominating your thinking, dominating the attitude that you have, there's nothing he can do for you. Because the blessings cannot come down in that kind of an atmosphere. The power of deliverance cannot come down in such an atmosphere. But when you start yielding yourself, and the Bible says, if any is afflicted, let him pray. It's not talk to other people about it, you pray. The Bible says, if any is afflicted, let him pray. And then you start changing the atmosphere, and hope starts to dawn inside of you once again. And you start seeing things in a way in that situation that maybe you haven't seen it for a long time. Friends, without prayer, you can never have the right atmosphere. That you get 10 days in the upper room, seeking by prayer. And as they were praying, the differences started to become real and they started to deal with those things. And the atmosphere changed. And then the Lord looked down and said, this is Psalm 133. This is where I can pour life out. This is where the blessing can be poured out. This is where I can anoint the whole body from right from the crown of the head right to the hems of their garment. And the life came down, friends, on that day. And the prophet said, it's always going to be like that. But it's so very important, our attitude. It's so very important for this atmosphere. The prophet says it in supernatural. He says, I think that in a group like this, this is an oddball in Prescott when he went and the believers there had separated themselves, and they were all living together and stuff. He says, I think that in a group like this, Christians hatch out or born again in such an atmosphere as this. This is the kind of atmosphere I was born under. So the prophet got himself in a place And the believers had unified. Yeah. Later on, things went bad in Prescott. We know that with Leo and Jean. But at that time when the prophet went, there was an atmosphere. The believers had created an atmosphere. There was a unity. There must have been a prayerfulness, a consecration, a humility. And the prophet could sense it and say, this is the kind of atmosphere where souls are born under. This is when something can come forth. He says, this reminds me when I was a boy preacher and started out with little groups that met from home to home. We separate ourselves from the things of the world where we can dwell together in unity. Friends, there's something about that when believers come together with one motive, one objective. You're coming there desiring the blessing of God. You're desiring to meet Him yourself. You're desiring Him to meet your brothers and your sisters. That's got to be our motive and our objective as we come in prayer. And friends, like I said, it's not just for you. But so much else relies upon it. So much else relies upon this atmosphere. Now the other person, the prophet says, your bad behavior, he says, your unconfessed sins can cause this whole church to fail. He says, your unconfessed sins can cause someone not to receive their healing. Because God wants to pour out the blessing. But instead of seeing the atmosphere where it's supposed to be, he looks down and he says, no, this isn't the way that it's supposed to be. And friends, the starting point to fix it is always in prayer. Amen. It's always in prayer. It's not in reasoning. It's not in arguing. It's not in putting a better point than the other person. No, that doesn't achieve much. The Bible says the servant of God should not strive, but should be meek. That's what you should be. And we take our burdens to the Lord in prayer. And friends, there's so many people here tonight, I'm saying the truth, who long time ago should have taken certain burdens to the Lord. Amen. To take the burden to the Lord in prayer. Amen. There's nothing sweeter than that real prayer, that when you go with a burden, you're worried, you're disturbed, your mind is being pulled here and there. Amen. And then you come into His presence and you roll the burden from on your back and you roll the burden unto the Lord. Amen. And when you come from that type of prayer, you don't have the burden anymore. Amen. The Bible says, casting all of our cares upon Him because He cares for us. But it needs prayer. It needs us to come together to seek His face, to call upon His name. It needs us to, you know, to be yielded and sensitive to the things that He tells us to do. That if you and I get in prayer tonight, then He speaks to you and says, brother, sister, the only thing that's holding you back from the full blessing is your attitude towards that person. Or your attitude towards that person. Go and set these things in order. And then you yield yourself to them. That's a sure way that the atmosphere is going to get better. That's a sure way. Is it not true, saints, that even sometimes just one little thing that you say can change the entire atmosphere of your day? That you may feel defeated, then the Lord brings somebody away and you say the right thing. And all of a sudden, where before you had a burden, you had a bondage, you had an oppression, you just say something and the atmosphere changes. Amen. And then there's a blessing. Then there's peace in the valley. There's a sweetness once again inside of your soul. There's a liberty to go to prayer. There's a freshness when you read the word. It's very important, friends. But let's not come to prayer tonight and leave defeated. Amen. Let's not come with our burdens. Let's not come with this darkness trying to cloud us out and darkness trying to confuse us in our spiritual mind and leave here the same. Why do we have to do that? We have all the promises of the Bible. We have all the testimony of our own experience time and time again that whenever you seek Him with all your heart, you find Him. Whenever you've got serious and sincere in prayer, just in your heart, that's when things start to change. That's what Gabriel said to Daniel, from the moment that you set your heart to seek your God, from that time your prayer was heard. And I was sent, but there was warfare before the blessing came down. But from the very moment that you first set your heart to seek the Lord and to say, I want things to change. I don't want it to stay like this. I want to get back to what I used to be. I want to get back in my soul. I want the atmosphere that I used to have when I was born in that kind of an atmosphere. He sees it, friends. And He'll start the work. And as long as you and I continue to yield, and as long as you and I continue to obey, from today, the atmosphere is going to get better and better and better. Amen. Because that's what He's promised us. Now, I'll just finish with one more. When the prophet speaks about what happens when the perfect atmosphere comes. Because that's what we're wanting. That's what they had in the upper room. They had a perfect atmosphere. That's why God could pour out the Holy Ghost upon every single one of them at once. Because there was a perfect atmosphere. God says, this is what I was looking for. This is Psalm 133 again. Brethren dwelling together in unity. Amen. And that's when he poured out the perfect blessing upon a perfect atmosphere. That first he says, an inside man, he says, he's praying and he says, I pray you grant tonight, make the whole atmosphere here, Lord, a creative atmosphere of soul, one mind, one accord, one purpose. The prophet calls that a creative atmosphere. That's when he can create. That's when someone can become a new creation. That's when God can create a solution to a situation when it doesn't seem to be any answer. It's when there's that kind of an atmosphere. And then he finishes his prayer and he says, my heart so hungers to see that atmosphere. You see, the atmosphere is what brings it. The atmosphere would bring, if every person here would get in one perfect harmony, it would be settled. The promise. It would be settled. He says, see, it's the atmosphere that brings the results. It's always that. Friends, if you want change inside of your life, if you want fruitfulness inside of your life, if you want something that makes you positive so that you can go forward as a believer once again and stop being on the back foot and stop retreating from what you used to be, it's the atmosphere. And it's your attitude that creates that atmosphere. It's your attitude towards the promises of God. It's your attitude towards the leadership of the Spirit. It's your attitude towards your brothers and sisters. It's your attitude, it's your motive, it's your objective. If we can get those things right, and there's no better way than in prayer. Prayer is the best way. The prophet says prayer isn't bringing God down to us.
No,
prayer is bringing us up to God. Prayer isn't making God change his mind. Prayer is putting us in a condition that we know the will of God, so that we can pray according to his will. Prayer isn't trying to make God like us. Prayer makes us like him. And that means he's always been willing to bless. But prayer brings us into a certain atmosphere that God can now freely bless without transgressing any of his laws. Because we've met the requirements of the blessing. So I'm sure that's what you want, saints. He says, and I will restore, saith the Lord. He says, so if you want to get close to God, just get close to love. Just love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Just wrap yourself in a bundle of love. It says, you see certain people, you can hardly stand to be around them. What's that? That's an atmosphere. It says, do you realize that you're sons of God? The atmosphere and the air that you live in, you create a situation around you that either draws or pushes away. So the very atmosphere, the air around you and I as sons and daughters of God, we can either draw people in or we can push people away. And friends, if you've been in an atmosphere that you're pushing people away, if you've been in an atmosphere that's not bringing you closer to brothers and sisters, or it's not bringing sinners closer to Christ, it starts changing now when we come in prayer. When you determine in your heart to say, enough is enough. I don't want my life to take this direction anymore. I want things to stop. I want things to turn around. And I want to start making ground in my experience once again. That instead of me being somebody that pushes people away, that pushes the blessing away, I want from this evening to start creating an atmosphere by what I think, by what I say, by my attitude towards other people, by the way that I react, the way that I follow the leadership of the Spirit. So that instead of pushing away the blessings, I have an atmosphere that draws them to myself. Instead of pushing people away from Christ, away from the message of the hour, but that atmosphere that you in draws them. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. That reflection of Christ in the life of a person. So let's come to a time of prayer, friends. But let's not play around in prayer. Let's not come and just get on our knees and say a few words for 2 minutes and then we say we pray. That's not prayer. That's not prayer. If you find you're not getting anywhere, stay there. Keep praying until something starts to change. Take advantage of the atmosphere other people will be creating. An atmosphere like this. Maybe you say, but when I was at home, I tried to pray and it was hard. That's okay. You were on your own then. But now each and every one of us has come with one motive and one objective to this place. It's we want a fellowship with the Most High. We want the blessing of God upon this meeting. We want to go from this place different than when we came. We want Sunday service to be different than last week or the week before, the week before, the week before. We want the song worship on Sunday to be another atmosphere. We want everything that is done to have God's blessing upon it. But it starts now. That if we can seek that atmosphere now and create that atmosphere and pray that atmosphere down, when we come back on Sunday, we're going to reap the benefit. Amen. That when Brother Max stands up to do the Sunday school on Sunday, it's going to be a blessing beyond what it's ever been before. Hallelujah. When Brother George gets up to do the song worship and the musicians come to start now to minister to us, to bring about a certain atmosphere, there's going to be a harmony and a unity and a one accord and bringing down the blessing and the song worship like it hasn't been there before. Amen. And then when the preaching of the word comes forth, it's not going to be just somebody speaking, but God is going to get into His Word. And He's going to minister to situations. He's going to minister to circumstances. He's going to come because it's a creative atmosphere. And He can start to create solutions. He can start to create new relationships once again. He can start to create new life inside of people. But it needs an atmosphere. And friends, it's our responsibility. It's our burden and our responsibility as the sons and daughters of God gathered here tonight to create that atmosphere. That is what God is looking to us to do. He's looking to every single one of us tonight as an individual, not to leave this responsibility to anybody else, not to leave this burden to everybody else, but every single one of us sincerely with all of our hearts to seek Him so that He brings down that atmosphere. So we create an atmosphere to bring down His blessing. So let's come to a time of prayer. We've got a couple of requests here. Sister Nachisa's at work. She can't make it tonight. She's asking for prayer. And Sister Lily's traveled to France. Let's pray for her. Then also this one, Brother Marco from Limerick needs prayer for his house search. He's been granted leave to remain and he needs to move out of the hostel. So that's Brother Marco. Let's pray for him. Sister Lily, Sister Nachisa, Brother Marco. Let's bring these things before the Lord. But before we bring them before the Lord, let's get into an atmosphere. Because we'll pray those things, it'll just be words bouncing off the ceiling. But if we can come into an atmosphere through worship and drawing near and yielding ourselves and resisting and fighting and taking the sword and breaking first any darkness that's around us, so we come into that atmosphere, then when we start to speak from that atmosphere, something's going to change. Something's going to move. We just asked Brother George to come. Let's sing one more song, saints. Let's come to a time of prayer. We're not in any hurry tonight. It's Friday night. Not saying that you have to pray long, but you want to pray effectively. Amen. And sometimes you need to spend some time to get yourself in the atmosphere where your prayer becomes effective. So let's seek Him this evening that He may help us by His grace. Brother Vlad, one song there. Let's sing. Do you have one, bro? Let's sing that one. Yes, Sweet Hour of Prayer. But just let's just sing the first two verses and the chorus twice and then we come to pray. Because it's quite a long time.
Oh, Jesus, Father, Lord, we are grateful, Father, for such an opportunity, Lord, even at this time. Lord Jehovah, Father, can Lord, Father, man desire anything, Lord? But Lord, just Lord, an audience with Thee, O God. Father, Lord, what a wonderful place, Lord. What a wonderful presence, Lord, Father. Oh, God has been created, Lord, even upon this night, Lord. That, Lord, we can come before Thee, Lord. Father, Lord, Jehovah, freely, boldly, Lord, Savior. Father, Lord, Lord, state, Lord, Savior, whatever, Lord, condition, Lord. Whatever, Lord, the situation, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, even as time. Lord, Savior, keep them until we meet again, Lord, Savior, God. Father, we are looking unto Thee, Lord, even at this time, our Lord, Savior, God. Thanking Thee, Lord, for Thine goodness, Lord. Thanking Thee, Lord, for Thine mercy, Lord, Savior, God. Father, You, Lord, Savior, Father, get the praise, Lord, and the glory. Father, from Lord, Savior, this fellowship and this meeting, Lord, Savior, God. We thank Thee, Lord, that we were able, Lord, to even, Lord, sanctify and hallow this praise and prayer. Father, even in this way, Lord, Savior, God. Father, we give glory, Lord, even unto Thee, Lord, Savior, God. And bless us, Lord, Savior, and Lord, Savior, God. Then come again, Lord, Savior God, and part, Lord, part with us, oh God, grant standing with us, we pray, even upon this night, our Lord, Savior God. Hear us, Lord, Savior, keep us, Lord, Savior God. Father, You, Lord, Savior, grant us, Lord, Savior God, constantly, Lord, Savior God, that we live, Lord, and just wait constantly in Your presence, Lord, Savior God. Father, be merciful, Father, be gracious. Lord, Father, deliver, Lord, Your children this night, we pray.
Just keep our heads bowed, saints. We just would ask Brother George to close for us, but just asking the saints please to remember the meetings coming up before us.
Now we've got our special meetings 19th, 20th with Brother George Martin. Brother Crosby's coming. Brother Crosby's actually going to be with us through Christmas up to the 28th as well. So he'll be with us the following weekend as well. So let's pray for those meetings. Let's pray for that time. Brother Lubanza, he phoned this week. He had to travel to Dubai to sort out a passport, so he's not going to be with us on Sunday. He was apologizing for that. Let's pray for the Sunday meeting. Let's pray that the Lord will have His way. Let's pray for our young people. Let's pray for our children. Let's pray for the Lord's will to be done as we think even of a church, building a church. Saints, there's many, many things we need to bring into the right atmosphere before the Lord. Let's pray for brothers and sisters with needs. Let's pray for Brother Shepherd. He has a big need at this time. Let's really pray for him. He is asking for prayer. Let's remember our brother before the Lord, that the Lord might really minister grace into his situation at this time. And these requests that we have, let's remember Brother Marco from Limerick, who's looking for a suitable accommodation. Sister Nachisa as well. And Sister Lily's gone to France. Sister Nachisa's at work. Let's pray for them. So let's unite together our hearts as we ask Brother George to close for us in prayer.
Father Jesus, we come, Lord, before Thee, Lord, even upon this time.
Amen.
Father, Lord, what a privilege, what an honor, Lord, Father.
Amen.
But Lord, Father, You know to the body, Lord. Father, there's that fear, Lord, Father, when we get into, Lord, sincere prayer.
Oh, Lord.
Father, Lord, it's a heavy thing, oh God.
Oh, Lord.
Father, Lord, it's not easy, Lord, Savior God. Father, Lord, there's that war, Father, between the flesh and the soul, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, how our spirit desires, Father, Lord, to rise in prayer. But, Lord, the flesh, Lord, that we are clothed in, Lord,
yes,
Father, really weighs us down, Lord, Savior God.
Amen, Lord.
But we are grateful tonight, Lord, that, Lord, when we can come amidst Your house, O God,
oh, Lord,
although we have the opportunities, Lord, Father, to pray in our homes, O God.
Amen.
But there's something about this prayer,
yes,
Lord, when we're in the church, Lord.
Amen.
Praying, Lord, even as the body of Christ, Lord.
Amen.
Praying, Lord, Father, even as Your church here, Lord, in Dublin, Lord, Savior God.
Yes,
Father, Lord, I believe, Lord. Father, Lord, there's a difference between, Lord, Savior, this prayer and our prayer at home, Lord, Father.
Amen.
Oh, God, Lord, Savior, and we believe, Lord, even as the pastor, Lord, has said, Lord, Father, they waited, Lord, even in the upper room, Lord.
Amen.
Father, You never told individuals to wait at home, Lord.
Amen.
Father, You told them, Lord, Father, to tarry here, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, Lord, and we believe, Lord, Father, Lord, as we come this way, Father,
hallelujah,
if we constantly come like this, Lord, Father, Lord, and wait and pray together, Lord.
Yes,
Father, we'd have a breakthrough, Lord, Savior.
Hallelujah.
Father, in due season, Lord.
Yes,
Father, we believe, Lord, even tonight, Lord, Savior. Father, we've sowed the seed, Lord, Savior.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we've sowed it on ground,
yes,
Lord, Savior.
Lord, yes, Lord,
we've
yes,
sowed a seed of prayer.
Hallelujah.
Lord, and we believe, Lord.
Yes.
Father, if we, Lord, Savior, by faith, Lord, Father, oh God, searching your word, Lord, for faith, Lord.
Yes.
Father, you would harvest this harvest of prayer. Amen. Father, Lord, those things that we prayed for, Lord,
Amen.
Would come to full fruit, Lord, Shemekon. Father, Amen. Give us grace, Lord, Shemekon. But Lord, Father, to you nothing is hidden, Lord, Shemekon. You see through and through, Lord, Shemekon. You see the cries and the needs. You see our hearts, Lord, Shemekon. Father, Lord, what we desire, Lord, Shemekon. Yes, Lord, is to be like Jacob, Lord, Savior.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we wrestle, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
Lord, Father, too. Lord, Savior, the breaking of day.
Hallelujah.
Lord, Savior, we wrestle, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, till then be a change, Lord, Shemekon.
Amen.
Father,
amen,
change
amen.
Our lives, Lord, Shemekon.
Yes.
For Lord, Father, let us be a people, Lord, that will be closely drawn in prayer, Lord, Shemekon.
Yes.
Let us, Lord, Father, be a people that will be away from here, Lord. When we at work, we'd be in prayer. When
Amen.
We be at home, we'd be in prayer. When we be
yes,
in
Lord.
This, we, Lord, Savior. Work,
Amen.
Home, or church, Lord.
Yes,
we'd
Lord.
Be in prayer, Lord,
Hallelujah.
Savior. That our lives, Lord, will
yes.
just be one big prayer. Father,
Amen.
Trust in me, Lord. Communing
Hallelujah.
With you, Lord, Savior. Oh,
yes,
God, let me have an atmosphere, Lord.
Yes,
let me have
yes,
such,
yes,
Lord,
yes, Lord.
Even an atmosphere, Lord, Savior, God. Father, I believe, Lord.
Yes.
Father, if we had such, Lord, lives like that, Lord, then our shadows, Lord. Father,
we
heal the sick, Lord, Savior.
Yes,
God.
Yes, God.
But,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
we are
yes,
far
Lord.
From that, Lord, Savior.
Hallelujah.
But we believe, Lord, tonight, Lord. Lord,
yes.
it's a start, Lord, Savior, God.
Amen.
Lord, the seed has been sown, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, Lord, Savior. And we believe, Lord, you as the husbandman tonight, Lord.
Amen.
No one can touch that seed, Lord, Savior.
Hallelujah.
God. We will water it, Lord, Savior.
Yes.
We will, Lord, Savior, tend to, Lord. Lord, Father,
man,
our gardens,
man.
Lord, Savior, God.
Yes.
Oh, Father, until, Lord, Father, we unite, Lord. Father, with a big breakthrough, Lord, Savior, God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Father, we believe, Lord. Father, such things like this, Lord, bring much testimonies, Lord, Savior.
Hallelujah.
God. Oh, God, Lord, Savior. As the prophet said, Lord, then we'd rewrite the book of Acts, Lord,
Amen.
Savior. Oh, God, Lord, Savior, we pray your grace, Lord.
Yes.
We pray your mercy, Lord, Savior, God.
Yes,
we remembering, Lord,
yes,
Savior, God. Father, Lord, the church, Lord. We remembering, Lord, the brethren, Lord, Savior, God.
Amen.
Father, we all don't have the same spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, some spirits, Lord. Father, as the pastor said, Lord. Father, Lord, Lord, repelling, Lord. Lord,
yes,
some spirits, Lord, are attracting, Lord, your spirit,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
Savior,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Let us, Lord, have, Lord, like precious faith, Lord. Like
Amen.
Precious spirit, Lord, Savior, God.
Yes,
knowing God. Indeed, Lord, Lord, if some of us break through, Lord, Savior, yes. oh, God, that love, Lord, would project through us, Lord, Savior,
yes,
God.
Lord.
And they would, Lord, fall in line, Lord, Savior,
Hallelujah.
God. For, Father, we've come to a point where we, Lord, Savior, Lord, esteem, Lord, our jobs, Lord. Where we've esteemed colleges, Lord. Where we've esteemed the things of this world. But we want to come back, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, that we, Lord Savior, can be in such a frame of mind, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, that, Lord Savior, we'd be able just to speak. Lord, and it would happen, Lord.
Amen.
As we speak, Lord, Savior,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Place us in our positions, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
As was ministered not too long ago, Lord.
Amen.
Put us in our positions, Lord.
Yes.
That we'd be able to speak and go forth, Lord.
Amen,
Lord.
Amen, amen.
Lord, God, give us grace, Lord. Lord, we need faith to burn
Hallelujah.
A church, Lord. We need a unity, Lord, to burn a
yes,
church, Lord.
Lord.
We need
yes,
an atmosphere, Lord,
yes,
Savior God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jehovah, outside
Lord,
of that,
yes,
Lord, Lord, we would be like, Lord, Father. Oh, God, those spies that came back, Lord. Lord, I said there's giants in the land, Lord.
Man,
Father,
hallelujah.
There's no giants, Lord. And
yes,
we are in
yes,
our position,
yes, yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Father, you
Amen.
Are the giant, Lord.
Amen.
Lord,
amen,
Lord,
amen, amen. Yes.
We don't want Lord Savior to reach
amen,
you.
Lord.
We want you, Lord Savior, go forward, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We are believing, Lord Savior, God, if we build from glory unto glory, Lord,
amen.
We would have the Sunday service in the way that was ministered tonight, Lord.
Yes,
we'd have a breakthrough, Lord, in the Lord Bible
Jesus.
Study, Lord.
Amen,
we'd have a
amen.
Breakthrough, Lord, in the song worship, Lord.
Amen.
We'd have a breakthrough, Lord, in the service, Lord Savior,
amen.
God. Father, give us grace, Lord, we pray. Remembering, Lord, request placed before us. You know them, Lord, by name.
Amen.
Father, Lord, our brother, Lord, looking for accommodation, Lord, Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, Savior, Lord.
Amen.
Our brother traveling, Lord, to Dubai. Lord,
Amen.
Savior, we ask your grace,
yes, Lord.
Lord, the various needs, you know them by name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Sister
yes, Lord.
Jesus, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
Lord, we asking your grace, Lord. Father, you know, Lord, Savior. There's, Lord, Savior, other needs that, Lord, Savior, we know not, Lord. But
Amen.
You know, Lord, Savior, God. Lord, maybe it's a broken heart, Lord. Maybe it's sickness, Lord, Savior, God.
Amen.
Maybe, Lord, Savior, it's a father, oh, God, soldier, fallen away from thee, Lord, Savior,
amen.
God.
Yes,
but you
Lord,
tend
yes,
to those
Lord.
Needs, Lord, Savior, God.
Please, Lord.
Provide us we have need, Lord, Savior,
amen,
God.
Amen.
Our services coming up, Lord, Savior, God.
Amen.
Father, Lord,
yes.
having such people visiting, Lord,
Hallelujah.
Savior, God. Lord, I would desire, Lord Shavikon, to clean up my house, Lord.
Yes.
To clean up my life, Lord. Amen. Lord, to be in preparation, Lord.
Amen.
That whilst the world, Lord, yes. Lord, is feasting, Lord,
Amen.
We will be feasting, Lord Shavikon. Yes. Lord, even in that dimension, Lord,
Amen.
That is high above all principalities, Lord
Shavikon.
Guide us as we part. Keep
yes,
us as we part, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Father, if I've grieved anyone, Lord, work on that person, Lord Shavikon. Lord, if I've grieved, Lord, your brother
yes,
or sister, Lord, Father,
Amen.
You change that heart, Lord Shavikon.
Amen.
For you know, Lord, the needs of your children, Lord
yes,
Shavikon.
Lord.
You know where there's repelling, Lord. Father, you know where there's pulling, Lord, and pushing, Lord Shavikon.
Yes,
we ask in your
yes,
grace, Lord,
Amen.
Take us back to the book of Acts, Lord.
Amen.
Take us back, Lord Shavikon.
Amen.
Lord, Father, to the faith of our fathers. Lord Shavikon.
Amen.
And we esteem highly these things, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Father, it's a fearful thing, Lord. Father, to come into such a presence, Lord Shavikon. We're grateful
Amen.
For all you do, Lord. Continue
yes,
to
Lord.
Bless us. Continue to guide us, Lord Shavikon. Lord, that there just be love, divine love here in our hearts, Lord
Amen. Amen.
Father,
Amen.
We will project.
Yes,
Father, oh God, only your love, Lord, shall we go. Bless,
yes,
Lord, the pastor, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Bless, Lord, even as he travels, Lord.
Hallelujah. Please,
and bless, Lord, the brethren, Lord, even as we travel various ways, Lord, shall
please,
we go.
Lord.
We know tonight, Lord, as we ministered, Lord, Satan didn't want this meeting, Lord.
Amen.
But how glad we are, Lord, shall
yes,
we
Lord.
Oh God, that Jesus is in the camp tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord, you
yes,
have God's final dominion, even over our lives, Lord.
Amen.
Go before us, Lord, to our hearts,
please,
Lord.
Lord. Yes.
Not you, Lord, Savior, what over us, Lord.
Amen.
Send, Lord, Father, your Holy One, Lord, even upon
Amen.
Our hands, Lord.
Yes,
Shavikon.
Lord.
We're remembering our brother tonight, Lord. You know all his need, Lord, Shavikon.
Yes.
Father, Lord, is there anything impossible?
No.
Is there anything too hard?
Hallelujah.
Is there anything
yes,
too
Lord.
Big? Father, you, Lord, Savior, already have a plan, Lord.
Amen.
You already have an answer, Lord.
Yes,
we're
Lord.
Asking your grace for our brother Shepherd, Lord.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We are believing, Lord,
oh,
Lord,
Jesus.
That everything, Lord,
yes,
Savior,
Lord.
Is overcome,
be,
Lord.
Father.
Lord, the battle is won, Lord, Savior God.
Come,
and we are just waiting, Lord,
oh,
for
yes,
testimony, Lord, Savior God.
Amen.
Oh, God, let us testify
yes,
of your goodness, Lord.
Please,
testify Lord. Of the wondrous things
Hallelujah.
That you do, Lord, Savior God. Continue to guide. Continue to bless us, Lord, and we be careful to give thee the glory
yes,
in all things, O God.
Amen.
Father, you be glorified now amidst our lives. That, Lord, we influence our children, Lord.
Please,
Father,
God.
Even into a right spirit, Lord,
Amen.
Savior God.
Yes.
Guide us, part with us, pardon us where we fail thee, O God. We promise to, Lord, Savior, come back Sunday,
Hallelujah.
Lord, in a right spirit, Lord.
Yes,
Savior.
Lord.
We come back hungering, Lord, and thirsty,
Amen.
Lord, with a desire to hear from thee, Lord, Savior God. You've made things work in this way. That the pastor would take the service,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Lord, I
yes.
believe, Lord, there's no coincidence, Lord.
yes, Lord.
Lord, there's no chance, Lord.
Amen.
You knew it before that this would happen, Lord,
Amen.
Savior God.
Yes, Lord.
And we are grateful tonight
Amen.
That we can come, Lord, Savior, here. Lord, and leave us champions, Lord, Savior.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God,
yes,
bless
Lord.
Us, Lord, and keep us, Lord, Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord, that we
Amen.
Be in touch, Lord. Father, provoking each other unto good works. Lord.
Amen.
Keep us now, part with us, Lord. Supply those needs we have. That, Lord, on Sunday we would come and testify of your goodness in thy
name. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 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 So let's dismiss with that one. One of them. I am so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm glad I'm one of them. I'm not one of them tonight.
Amen.
Friends, they can have the Guinness, they can have all those things, but to me, to be in his presence. The Bible says there's fullness of joy, and at his right hand, what does the Bible say?
Pleasures
in his
evermore.
Presence, there's pleasures evermore. Ah, friends. David says that. He says, I rejoice more than when they brought in their harvest and that all their riches and that. He said, to be in his presence, what a wonderful thing. So may God bless you until we meet on Sunday. Let's finish with that. Yeah.
Hearts are all open. With the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made it clean. It is now burning now within my heart to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I should that you are
one of them.
Hallelujah,
one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them.
Hallelujah,
one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. People may not know, no ghosts or worldly free. They have all received the Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name,
oh,
and are telling now. parted by this power is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Aren't you glad today you are one of them? Hallelujah.
One of them.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them.
Hallelujah.
One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in the upper room, all praying in His name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came. Now what He did for them that day, He'll do the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Aren't you glad you are one of them?
Oh, one of them.
Hallelujah.
Oh, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I am one of them.
One of them.
Hallelujah.
Oh, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Come, my brothers, seek this blessing that will please your
heart from sin.
That will start the joy bells ringing and will put the soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I'm so glad.
Oh, one of them.
Hallelujah.
One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them.
Hallelujah.
Oh, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them. Oh, one of them.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad that I can say
one of them.
One of them. Oh, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.